What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey.
Oh.
My girlfriends down through thick and thin. My girlfriend.
Emerson, you didn't want to join in?
No, I did not.
Oh, whatever. You never do. But anyway, y'all know what y'all listening to. Emerson know what we listening to because he's on the mic. We are, well, not we. Well, I guess we listening to ourselves. But you guys are listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
All black. All black. All black. All black. With a little queer. A little sugar on top.
Oh, okay.
Emerson, hey.
Hey. I'm looking at your keys. You look like a janitor.
I know, child. I got my house keys on there. I got the two clinic keys on there. I got the theater keys on there.
So all that shit you used to talk about me. And look at your keys.
I know. I need to get some of it. Well, actually, I leave some of my keys in the office because I don't need all them keys on my, you know.
That's a lot of keys.
It is a lot of keys. Yes. Call me the janitor, man.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you might be able to work with that some kind of way.
Let them keys, those keys jingle. When I'm walking down the hall, you hear them keys jingle. Put me to the side. Ow.
Sounds like a role play session to me.
You know, I like a little role play. So, Emerson, we're not even going to go there. My check-in. Oh, but we didn't do it. Okay. It is time to what?
Check in.
Why am I so geeked?
I don't know. I guess you got something to talk about, so let's hear it.
No, I really wanted to talk about, since I did my, you know, intro on the episode to the, you know, the girlfriend theme song. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Angie Stone, if you're listening, you and your daughter.
First of all, I hope that y'all work that out.
Okay, I hope y'all okay. If they ever do a reboot, just know who they're going to get to remake the theme song, because I was kind of on key. It was coming through, you know, my diaphragm. Girlfriend.
Well, she'll still be the first. Like, she was the first rapper, first female rapper.
All right. She's been in the game for 5 decades. Like, girl, I don't remember you till I can't eat, I can't sleep anymore. But no. So, I mean, I really check in. I just really want to talk about Girlfriend. So, I started binge watching it last night. Oh, what? I can't talk about Girlfriends on my check-in?
Go ahead.
Did you show making that face?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and I just want to put it out there that now that I'm watching the show again, and I think about the show came out, what, in 2000 or 99 or something like that?
I don't remember.
So I was in high school, in middle school when it came out. So now that I'm in my 35th dynasty, as Emerson would say, you know, looking at the show is very, very different. And I just want to say one thing that remains the same is Joan gets on my nerve.
Oh.
Why does she make everything so complicated with her niggas? I'd be like, girl. And then she was only 29. And I was like, girl, I'm going to need you to get it together. And then, like, the first 6 episodes I'm watching, bitch, everybody got engaged like 3, 4, 5 times. And I still ain't got a ring. What is up with that?
First of all, I mean, you could have gotten married.
Well, I have not gotten a ring is the point that I'm making.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can guess.
If Tony can get married at the 3 times and get her man chlamydia and then get married to another man. And then slap Joan for telling her man that she got engaged to another man. I was like, girl, they going through a lot. And then they in therapy. And then Joan started going to crash her therapy session, talking about she want to tell her side of the story. Like, who does that? That shit is hilarious. But so if you guys are not binge watching, like, Netflix is on point right now because they got The Game. I really don't feel like watching The Game because that show just took me through so many years. So I'm just like, I'll wait to watch that. I'm going to go back further with Girlfriends. But The Game is on there. Moesha is on there. I think the Parkers might be on there. I'm definitely not watching Nikki Parker. But yeah, that's what I'm giving.
Why my baby?
Huh?
Why my baby?
She just, oh my God. You know, I still got beef with her for taking over Countess Von's show. You see what Countess Von ended up on R&B Divas and Monique ended up with the Oscar. So it was proof in a pudding that they let Monique take over Countess Von's show. It was her spinoff. Well, she was the funny one.
She would probably say, you know, well, my baby, I didn't take over the show, my baby. Countess Von was just as much as the star of the show as I was.
Oh, girl, it was about you and Mr. Ogilvy for the last four seasons. I was so tired. Mr. Ogilvy. And then he's going to end up liking her at the end. It was so fake. But anyway, what's been going on with me? So, Art Hills Festival has come to a wrap. We did that. So, you know, clap it up, Edmonton.
It was beautiful.
Yes, yes. Thanks to everyone who supported it. That was our first time taking on such a project. I'm supporting everybody else in their festivals and different digital visual performances and stuff that's going on. So, when y'all see that, just know that it's not easy. And support Black art. Can I say it again? Support Black art.
Okay. Support Black everything.
Yeah. Support Black everything, for sure. And so we've wrapped that up. What else is going on? I've really been hanging out with my kids. You know, I'm in the barroom. A lot of you guys might not know, I'm in the house of Lan Vin. And we just did a big campaign with the actual fashion brand in France or whatever, and they just did a collab, bro, and just got a lot of press in Vogue and Elle and Paper and all of that good stuff.
That's so hot.
It was hot. It was so big because I think a lot of people, like I'm seeing like people on Facebook, like, oh my God, this is a huge monumental step in ballroom. This is the first time a ballroom house has collaborated with its namesake. So like the House of Chanel have never done nothing with the actual fashion House of Chanel and you know, go on and forth on and forth on. So we're the first ones to do that. And just to be a part of that legacy, you know, when I wanted to be in the house last year, I was like, it's something about that house. And my mother was over there, you know, the wonderful $10,000 Rihanna Ball winner, a mother, Didi Lavin. And so I was like, girl, I'm coming with you. So it's been fun. But even with them, we actually have another thing that we're launching. We have our XL Care Initiative, which I am overseeing. Oh. So that is coming out. Our first big project, which is what we're primarily going to talk about, is a voting video campaign that's coming your way for ballroom.
Okay.
And so we're working on that now. So I'm just proud to be in ballroom. I'm also in the Kiki House. I joined the Kiki House, Emerson.
What the? Tariq, what? Oh, my God.
What?
First of all, I thought, isn't the kids in House of Marciano?
Yes, so that's the Kiki House. I'm in the Kiki House of Marciano.
Oh, okay. I thought you were something additional to that.
And so I'm Father Marciano Austin. And to make a long story short, I took my kids to Atlanta for a little bit. I'm not going to harp on that. You know, I was social distancing and I didn't do anything. And, you know, I'll leave it at that because y'all won't know everything. But, you know, when we out of quarantine and we off of this pandemic, just be waiting for some TBTs coming your way. Okay. Oh, I did it. Let me start. What else is going on? Really, you know, getting prepared for with this fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm taking it light. I know everybody feel like it's not my, you know, I might not seem like I'm taking it light, but I really am. Like, I slept in a day. Step on one side of my hair, so my hair was flat this morning on one side. And I'm just really, you know, fourth quarter is always my favorite. Going into the holidays, going into the little cooler weather, put on cute outfits. A lot of different places I want to go visit. You know, the quarantine is making it difficult, but it is some things that it's on my radar that I think I can probably do and still social distance and stay alive. But, yeah, that's pretty much it with me. You know, focusing on my relationship, you know, and loving on them and loving on us. And Yeah, that's pretty much it. What's popping with you, Edmonton girl? You know, you had your little thing with Christian Dior last night.
Oh, my God. That was we had drinks last night. Oh, how you over-exaggerate.
Shout out to Christian Dior, girl. We'll see you next episode, boo-boo. I'm bringing you to the Red Table Talks just to have. You're going to have a cocktail without me. But it's okay. Go ahead, Edmonton. I mean, you know.
He was invited. He just didn't respond.
Allegedly.
So, no, I did, me and Kristen and Dior and I did have a drink last night, a bomb-ass drink, too. I call it trouble, because as soon as I drank it, I was like, oh, this drink will get me in trouble. And I thought about you, because it was with Bacardi Gold, and remember the last time I had Bacardi?
Yes, girl, you were sucking dick in the club. And girl, sleep in the back seat. I think it was in the trunk.
No, y'all just put me in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
Then I got back out.
Okay. Yeah, girl.
Yeah, that was a night. So when I thought about you, I'm like, oh, well, first of all, when I first thought, I kind of was like, she was like, well, it's Bacardi Gold. I'm like, girl, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And I was like, but I'm at home, so what am I going to do? It's just being used. I'm like, what am I going to do? But I drank it. I was like, oh, this drink, I would get in some trouble. I immediately want to get into some trouble. So that was good. And other than that, honestly, everything I've been doing has been at home. So I really don't have a check-in, to be honest with you. I haven't been doing anything but the same old work and more work and more work. So
okay. I work hard for the money. Well, you work hard, honey.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I just work and, you know, watch my YouTube, and that's about it.
What about your business? We haven't heard any updates. You know, I told you I was going to hold you accountable on the show for updates.
Well, I'm still working on it. I'm still, like, learning processes and stuff like that, because when I do it, I want to do it right. So that's what I do. I guess you can say I study. I hate using that word. But
wow, you have to be a study of your craft.
Yeah, but I just...
A student of your craft, right?
Kind of, but I guess I don't know why I don't like the word study, because probably I don't like to study, but I guess I do like, you know, but I just watch a whole bunch of videos and, you know, just getting all this information in my head, and that's pretty much what I do, so I haven't done anything, I haven't launched anything officially yet, but it's on the way, but that's that on that.
Well, my closet's still waiting, girl. Well, I'm going to have to clean it up now.
Well, it still might. It wouldn't have my touch, even if you did.
Well, girl, I kept it junky.
I mean, but
I got to look at the floor at some point.
Well, I mean, I still wouldn't have my touch. It's more to organizing a closet than just cleaning it up. Because I mean, it just is. But anywho, that's just really that on that. The blog is still up and running and marinating, and I don't. Oh, I've been, no, I haven't, no. I've been, a lot of my Instagram or YouTube girlfriends or Instagram girlfriends are meeting men online, and I've been getting the shakes, like, should I go back online now? But I've been told otherwise not to from my higher power. He keeps on telling me no. Every time I hear it, every time I try, I keep on saying no. So, you know, it's like, you know, just dry, not talking to no men. It feels very weird. I'm talking about girlfriends, it's like, talking about girlfriends, you say how everything looks different now. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but we're older than what they were on the show. And I'm like, girl, I'm not living out the life of any of them. Not even Joan, crazy ass.
Joan, that girl. She's just like, I just could not with Joan. Like, it's like, girl, you just, do you want a man? Or do you just, in your head, she's just very much in her head. Do you know what her sign was, Joan?
Oh, I don't. Because she celebrated her birthday on the show before, and I don't remember what her sign was.
She giving me Aquarius vibes.
Oh, please.
What? You don't think Joan give you Aquarius vibes?
No.
Oh, please.
We are not that uptight when it comes to being in a relationship with people and stuff. We're not like that. For sure, I wasn't.
Okay.
Bullshit I dealt with, I don't think so. Joan would have had a freaking heart attack through the shit I went through. So, no, I don't think that's an Aquarius thing. Mm. But anywho, yeah, that's it.
I'm about to look it up. What was Joan sign of a girlfriend? Pick one.
Guess. Oh, speaking of signs, we can't talk about that, though. So it's funny you mentioned signs. Now, I don't have all the information, and I don't have my... I don't have any of my stuff over here to give y'all the actual definition. But speaking of Aquarius, y'all know we are moving into the age of Aquarius. December 21st, 2020 is going to officially be the age of Aquarius. So everybody, all y'all will be in the vibes of us and our vibes and how we move and how we roll. The world is going to operate how an Aquarius would operate. That's pretty much what that is. So, you know, some people, I guess, based off of what Tyreek's saying, make it seem like we're so uptight. That's what you think. That's actually incorrect. Based off of what the actual astrologers say. Actually, they say that it's going to be the age of information, which makes sense. Because what do I always say I am? An information whore. Yeah. So it's going to be the age of information. They're saying that a lot, like, relationships will probably change. They said actually, like, more women are probably not get married. So they say marriage is probably going to start really being a thing. Like, you know, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. Which is another thing, kind of like what I say all the time. I always said, if I get married, okay. If I don't, okay. So they're saying that that's going to probably be the vibes. And it's going to be very futuristic time. Which makes sense because myself and I can speak for Kristen Dior. She's an Aquarius. We're very forward thinkers. We think ahead. So those are just some things that they're saying that it's going to be like. But the transition of going into the age of Aquarius, which is this fourth quarter. It's funny that you mentioned that. Based off astrology, they're saying that it's going to be chaotic.
Oh. Is that a good thing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
With the elections especially coming up and a lot of stuff, it's, you know. So, you know, if you believe in that kind of thing, I mean, of course, yes, I'm a believer. I believe in God. You know, I seek him for refuge. But, you know, we can't control the other spirits on this earth with us. So, just if you believe in that kind of thing, just say, you know, be prepared if it just starts getting really, really crazy, especially during around the elections. You know, we know. Part of the reason why I speak. And another thing they said was they said they always know that astrologers always knew that 2020 was going to be a chaotic year. They always known 2020 was going to be crazy. And I had never heard that. I thought 2020 was going to be, I didn't have any expectations of 2020. I just looked at it, it's 2020. But they said they always knew something was going to be different about 2020, but they didn't know exactly what it was. And here we are. So that's it.
2020, can I get a amen? Amen. Going to 2021. Oh, for 2021, that's what you want the Lord to bless us next year.
No, he needs to bless us in 2020, but definitely 2021. You know, once this transition completes with this age of Aquarius, you know, it hopefully, you know, things will start. Well, we're going to say that things are going to turn around. Let's just speak it into existence.
I feel you. It's not even much we can even keep harping about 2020. I know today we're going to be talking about all things voting coming up.
Yes.
But just like, I don't know. Yeah, let's not even, I can't even begin to express what 2020 is. It is just a clusterfuck. I think that's just the best way to put it, a clusterfuck. But so do you want to just get into it? Because the reason why I even thinking about 2020. And so, did you have any more for your check-in?
Oh, no, I'm down.
You doing? Are you sure?
Positive.
What kind of positive? Like, happy positive or like a positive ion and a negative ion?
Listen, I'm just positive, done. That's what I mean. I'm
done. Check mark.
Check mark, yes. Mm-hmm.
But no, so one of the big things, right? So, yeah, so we really felt like we wanted to talk about the election a little bit and not really just talk about it like go out and vote. You know, and we will go there, and I would definitely say how I feel about that. But really just have a light conversation, because I'm not completely prepared for November yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting my facts together. I'm trying to see, you know, who's running for Senate and who's running for House, who's running for, judges here in Texas, and what else might be on the ballot in November. So I'm really about to start, you know, getting into that so I can be prepared. Because it's been a few times in my lifetime I went to the poll. I'm like, girl, I don't know who on this list. I'm just voting. I try to do the blue wave sometimes. But I don't know if that's necessarily the way we should just vote. that way any longer.
I got told off on video twice about that. Like, by two different, not directly, but with my new homegirl on YouTube, not to cut you off, Dr. Shauna, she was like, you know, just going down to the polls and just voting Democrat and just going Democrat straight down is the stupidest thing you could ever do. And I was like, oh, excuse me. But go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that we can even start off when we're talking about, like, voting, right? I will start off with this. Before I even get into some of the issues that we might have this year for voting, are you bitches registered to vote?
Oh, yes. I just checked the other day.
Are you registered to vote? Make sure you go find out where you're registered to vote. Because, you know, a lot of girls, we move around sometimes. There's no shade. No one's saying nothing. But, you know, where you vote can determine, you know, especially when it comes to more local elections, who you can vote for. You can't vote for everyone depending on where you live. So if you are really concerned about what's happening in your backyard, you need to make sure you're registered to vote in your neighborhood or your precinct or your district or however it's, you know, divided depending on where you stay, what state you reside in. So I want to say that no matter what we feel in this episode or what you're hearing and all that, you guys should be registered to vote. You know, and I'm just going to say this to start this off. When we talk about what we are in 2020 around blackness and this black revolution, remember the right to vote is something that we have been diligently fighting for that right. It was not something that was given to us. So I don't take it lightly personally that I think that I have the option not to A, register to vote, and B, to vote. Because we talk about black power and we talk about this revolution and the work that we're doing to make things change, we can't forget about the people that have done this work already that has moved us forward as a community or a race of black people, you know, for sure. You know, you think about your grandparents, a lot of them did not have the right to vote. Or if they did have the right to vote, they had things in place that kept them from voting. And it's still here today. We still got laws right now that keep certain black people for not voting. You know what I'm saying? If you've been in jail and whatever the reasons, you know, voter fraud, long lines, not enough precincts for people to vote in certain areas and black neighborhoods and stuff like that. And then we're not even going to get on rural areas where black people live, where they can, you know, the closest precinct could be miles away. Those are all tactics to keep us from voting. It's been going on. It historically always has happened, and it's happening right before our eyes. So I just feel in general, you guys, before we even get into this, and I know Emerson going to bring up a few counter perspectives.
Yes, I'm Lisa Ray today.
To voting, and I do believe in having those conversations that we can talk through. But from my perspective, you don't have an option. Especially if you call yourself like pro-black activist and all that, we can't pick and choose the rights that people have died for and fought for that we take advantage of. You know, we would never move forward. So I just think the right to vote is something that we've put a lot of sweat and tears and a lot of, you know, broken backs to get. And I just think it's important. And it really does matter. But I start the first thing. So one of the big issues around voting is, in 2020 specifically, is the whole issue with election fraud, dealing with people mailing in ballots, people not believing that their vote going to get count when they go. The tech company's not going to be able to handle, you know, if a lot of people just go vote at the same time. And a lot of people don't believe Trump is even going to leave the office in January. What do you think about that? What have you heard on your end, Emerson, with your folks, your black, pro-black folks? What's going on that end around the issue around the vote actually being counted and issues that's going to happen with mail-in vote and a pandemic and all of this kind of stuff?
Well, to be honest, all the people that I follow are not even concerned about that, to be honest with you, because their whole thing is, and I get what, I'm going to pretty much counter everything he just said. Not all the way from a personal standpoint. Like, I get what he's saying, but then at the same time, I kind of hear what the other side is saying too. Now, I'm not going to say don't vote, But what I will, I think I'm going to add to that because Ice Cube actually, and I know I am not pro celebrity being in politics. I am not repeat into celebrities being in politics. But something he said, I actually can say that I kind of thought about like, okay, he didn't say don't vote, but I think I'm going to try to play it for y'all. And hopefully y'all can hear it. Hold on. Oh, it might not play where it's supposed to spark. Hold on, y'all, because it's actually already playing. Okay. Well, actually, I guess I can skip because he kind of talks slow. Hold on.
They were killed by probably some racists that don't want to see us get anything. But what I'm saying that to say this. Be skeptical of anybody telling you to vote and not telling you to ask for anything or to tell you to just vote and not to get anything for your vote. That's not how it works. That's not the process. You don't vote just to vote. You vote because you're getting something or your community is getting something. So everybody that's telling you that, man, look at them and say, what are you getting? Because people that just want you to vote and not ask for nothing, people that's in power that want you to vote, but don't want you to get anything or not asking for you to get anything economically, they suspect.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Now, I kind of agree with some of the stuff he's saying, because I think that one thing that I think when we do say just go out, vote, go vote, vote, go vote, vote, go vote, go vote, I think that there needs to be more education or more, at least pointing people to resources to get education, to know what they're voting for. So they won't go to the ballots and just do what I used to do. I'm ignorant of doing, or, you know, I've been ignorant in the past. It could have possibly been ignorant this year. Just going down the ballot and just voting everything Democratic or Democrat, just thinking just because it's Democrat that it's for me. And without doing any type of research or anything like that, to know what is honestly going to benefit me, what would be good for me and my community, yada, yada, yada. So going back to answer your question, so this is the reason why a lot of time they're not saying anything about voter fraud or anything like that. They're like, first of all, we need to get together what we're going to vote for, especially Black people. What are we voting for? What do we want? Because, I mean, I've done a little research. I've read about the Lift Every Voice program that Biden's talk about. And the one, I mean, he had a lot of stuff on there. And y'all can go look it up, the Lift Every Voice. I think he might call it something different. I'll call it program, but that's not what he calls it. Manifesto, I think, or something like that. But look it up and read. Because everybody's saying vote Biden, vote Biden, vote Biden, vote Biden. And I'm not saying vote for Trump or Orange 45 at all. I'm not saying that. But my thing is, we need to know if we do put, you know, or we're getting Biden in office, we need to know exactly what we're going to get in office once we get in there. And there is some things in there that are questionable. And I've talked to Mr. Telltales about this. The one thing first thing I was looking for is to speak to all this, you know, police injustice or all this, you know, police brutality, all this stuff to do with the police and the fucked up correction, you know, the corrupted shit that they've been doing that they're still actually doing now. I literally was just looking at something today where they said the police put over a Uber driver and they assaulted the passenger in front of his children. They just beat him up. And I don't know why, but it was just very, it looked like it was uncalled for, but you know, what do I know? But anyway, so that is just, I think that's what I would speak to the Lift Every Voice program, going back to that. So with the Lift Every Voice program, one of the main things that Biden is talking about is this COPS program. And I just don't think, I'm not saying don't vote. I'm not saying because he has this to vote for the ops, because you only got one or the other. So it's like picking the lesser two evils. And I'm not even trying to tell nobody who to vote for. But I'm just saying we need to be mindful of what it is that we're voting for. And I think that's what, when people do say, kind of speaking to what Ice Cube was saying, not exactly, but I think we do need to have conversations is, okay, so I'm going to go vote. So what is it that us as a community, what are some things who are the people that's talking the stuff, you know, who is people that's speaking for us or speaking about making some things happen for us? Or maybe, you know, pro-Black community is all about reparations. I'm not, you know, Biden said a little bit about that. He said, we'll talk about it. So we mean they're not going to do anything. So, I think that's what it is. Or even if nobody tells you that, I just think if we are, you know, go and figure out what exactly all these people are doing, what they stand for, what their plans are, what they're talking about, you know. And I think don't just go vote and you don't even know what's, I mean, I'm not saying don't vote, but I'm saying if you're going to go vote, at least try to figure out something about what's going on with these people. So you're not just going down the ballot saying, you know, cause you don't, and not knowing what you're voting for. Cause I just think that's important that we start educating on ourselves on that. Cause I agree. They did do all these things in the past for us to be able to, and he mentioned that I cut him off where he was talking about, you know, people, they have died, you know, to vote or, you know, to try to vote and all that, which is, you know, it's true. And I understand that, but at the same time, when they were trying to vote to make stuff, you know, to make a change or make things happen, I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure they knew what they were trying to vote for. They knew what they were trying to get to change. And I think for especially us, and no shade to people in the Black community, so I think sometimes we're just ignorant to that, because I know I'm one of them. So well, go ahead.
I would say this, and I've been a big kind of outspoken with you about this. I totally agree. What Ice Cube is saying, what you're saying, it makes sense to me. It's not that you should not be educated around who you are voting for.
Yeah.
But again, like I stated around what Diddy was doing, what Ice Cube is saying, what they're saying and what they're trying to bring to the picture is a little too late for the 2020 vote in November. Because we have, and when I mean just the presidential, because we have two candidates.
Yeah.
And so educate yourself on your two options.
Well, yeah.
And that's what it is. The idea that you don't vote is not an option. Now, the issue is going into 2020, back in what was when he got voted, 2016, we should have been rallying people to run for elected office that we believe that had more of an agenda that we want as a people. Because the whole principle and the whole fact of a matter is, for every vote you don't, for every person that don't vote, another person vote means has more power. At the end of the day, in November and in January, somebody will be elected President of the United States.
That's true.
Regardless, you withholding your vote is not a part of the democratic process in the United States of America. There's no advantage anywhere in the Constitution for you to withhold your vote.
You're saying that, but what's the advantage of voting somebody in that's not doing anything for them?
I'm not saying that that is not an issue. I'm saying right now, at this moment in 2020, withholding your vote does nothing. Somebody will be elected. If me and you are the only two votes, you decide not to vote, my vote will elect the President of the United States. Your vote, you not voting, does nothing. That is not how the democratic process works.
But so, then voting for Biden, if they don't support him, does nothing either. So
well, I'm not saying that. I'm just want to be clear that the idea of withholding the vote has no power.
Well, I can argue that too, because if you have a person, I get what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if I don't vote, I don't feel like either one is going to do anything for me. Then in the other person, whoever gets in office, I don't fuck with neither one of them. So
what but you not. I understand it, right? I'm not saying that that's not true. Your personal feelings or your personal idea that you did not vote for either one of them, okay.
Well, but not
but one not of them will be your president.
Well, yeah.
One of them will dictate.
Right, but your, if you don't care who it is either way, then.
But if you not caring doesn't affect what will happen, is what I'm saying. So I guess what I'm saying is we have to pick the lesser of the two evils if that's the case, because we wasn't prepared within the last 4 years. You don't go to the finish line and say, I don't like my options. Well, where were you when President Trump was elected 4 years ago and the rally to get people? What do we do during the primaries? If we didn't like Joe Biden, how did Joe Biden win?
Yeah, that's true.
That's when Ice Cube should have been speaking out. That's when Diddy, or even before we got into primaries, to go to the finish line to say, oh, I don't like who we got. And I understand why we're there, because 2020 has opened our eyes. So we're really in a good position. We are really, this whole idea of people, some people not voting and don't want to vote and being very critical of the election, this is where we should have been always. So yeah, we're getting there. We're there now. But we still have to play politics. And the 15th Amendment that gave us the right to vote, that gave us Americans full citizenship, no matter what color, creed, sexual orientation, that actually gave us the right to vote. And where we are now is that you have to say, well, which one of these candidates will get us to the next step, since now we're there? So if Trump is in office in 2020, how can we begin? What advantage do we have to move forward with what we're going to do for the next 4 years? If Biden is in office, what advantage do we have to move forward for the next 4 years?
What if you feel like you don't have one with either one?
Well, one is better than the other. It's not.
Some people don't think that.
But that's reality. It's not about, you know, I get what you mean, what people don't think that.
But you can't really say it might be better to you, but it might not be better to them.
I mean, but when we say better, what we're saying is, I would like to know, when they say neither one of them, well, then what's their goal? What is the goal? What is the goal of the non-black voter?
That's what we need to have a discussion about, because
you can't have that in September because one of them is going to be like, it's like you can't, and I totally agree. But the idea is, do you, as a black person, for me, regardless of what Biden history is, not regardless, I don't want to say regardless, but what's on the table is a overt, bigot, racist that is openly taking our rights away. He said that Ted Cruz in Texas, the most racist senator in America, that is our senator right now, that he is considering him for the Supreme Court justice. Ted Cruz.
Yes, that would be horrible.
So it's those, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's those, you have to, like you said, the lesser of the two evils. I definitely get it, right? I did not, and I'm just putting this out here, I did not vote for Biden. I voted for Elizabeth Warren. Proudly, I wanted her because she was the only candidate for me that was going to, I'm about revolution. I'm not about playing the good old boys. But I know the good old boys keep stuff at least moving forward. Now, is they're going to actually make some real change happen? That's two different situations. So I understand the reason why we don't want Biden. But, like, I'm going down this list. Top 10 reasons to vote. And I'm just going to just put this. Voting because it is your right. As black people, we didn't get that right to the 15th Amendment, even though that the legislation proved that we were citizens when the right to vote came out, but because of the Civil War, because of all of those things, a lot of blacks in the South, and I'm going through looking at this, where they were saying the black folks represented 40% of the population in the South, a child, not one black person in office. And then another thing, too, was bigger than just Biden and Trump, like I'm saying, is Congress. We know that Congress
holds
the power. We know that we have three branches of government. So we got to think about what's the move legislatively for Congress.
I'm not trying to cut off your list. Well, let me finish it.
Okay, so the list. It's your right. It is your right to vote. It is your right to vote. Two, it is your vote to allocate federal money to your region. Based on who you vote for, it depends on how money is allocated. The presidential election, all of that. So not only do your vote pick your president, but it also deals with who is voting where, population, census, and all of that stuff. They count your vote. Like, oh, they're there. Texas is there. Austin has this amount of people. This is what they believe in. Three, if you do not vote, someone else will. We live in a democratic election process that withholding your vote doesn't do anything. We just not in that, unless we actually get people in Congress that can change the way the voting process go, then the idea of withholding your vote. If you do not vote, you just, it does not help a cause, because whoever votes becomes who wins. It just, right now, withholding a vote doesn't have power. Unfortunately, like in certain other situations where you know, like, bitch, I'm striking on strike and all that, that makes sense. Right now in our election process, withholding votes don't do anything. It doesn't hold any power. Taxes, how your taxes will be spent. Because, and again, I really want to reiterate, the November election is not just about just who is president, but it also represents who controls the wave of legislation, meaning Congress, who appoints the judicial branch, meaning the Supreme Court. Like, it's a lot of different factors into it. It goes on, it affects your job, who you vote for in Congress, the president, the governor, the legislators, your child's education, healthcare, Social Security, safety of your neighborhood, highways. A lot of that stuff is state and federally mandated. So we have to be strategic. And my issue with the celebrity move about withholding your vote, there's no strategic plan to, like, withholding your vote doesn't have a plan. It can't have a plan, because withholding your vote. So my thing is, if y'all like, okay, well, I don't want Biden, so if Trump win, what's the plan? If you hold your vote, so to me, when a black person say, I'm withholding my vote, okay, that's your right not to vote, because you have the right to vote. So Trump wins, what's the plan?
I can counter and ask you exactly the same question.
Well, with Biden?
Yeah.
Well, no, so what happens with, in my mind, with the Biden winning, that for me, it prompts a blue wave, and a blue wave that happens amongst Congress that affects who become in office. Like last year, because of Trump, the big old blue wave, we had all these women in record number positions in Congress. We had women becoming in record numbers governor, black women, more local and legislative positions. Who becomes the president does affect the wave of the election. Our election process is archaic. It's when I say archaic, it's archaic because of the social media. Remember, I was just telling you about that show, that documentary on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Social media has changed the face of the world. Mm-hmm. And so, actually, the way that we even process this election stuff is really could be thrown out of the window. But what they were saying was, one of the things that they said on election, on that documentary about social media, is depending on where you were, where you live, and depending on what person has the most dollars in your area, depends on what you see on your newsfeed. So we're suffering from the most polarization of bipartisan that we've ever seen. Because if you're considered a Democrat, on your newsfeed, right, 9 out of 10, you're going to see a bunch of stuff bashing what it means to be a Republican, and vice versa. And then they actually, those racist groups and stuff like that, they pay for ads and information to go on your newsfeed. So we're not in a place that, I would say this, don't use social media to educate yourself on the election, because they have fed it. Social media is paid for. The only purpose of social media is to get users to people who buy ads. That is the purpose. There is no other purpose. Facebook is designed for you to react, to get information from you, and for you to emotionally, physically, and mentally react to the ads that they make you see. And I feel like with this black, I don't know. So I understand the black wave, but I'm not hearing nothing. So Edmondson, give me something. So I gave you a little example of why I would vote for a Democrat to restore. I'd rather go back to where we were than to continue to watch us go back what we have the last 4 years.
Well, okay.
So that's my reason. So you don't vote, Trump wins. What's next for black people?
Well, first, okay, I'm going to give y'all a scenario because, or just act like, or even, I mean, hell, I am a high school graduate. I don't have a degree, so I'm not scholarly. I'm not a politico. Let's say I had a 10th grade education. Let's say I had an 8th grade education. I dropped out of high or middle school when I was in 8th grade. I live in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I have a job. I work at Family Dollar. I'm making $10 an hour. All that stuff you just said is going right over my head. I don't know what you're talking about.
But doesn't that just go back to what we were saying, that we need to first start really educating ourselves?
Well, yeah, but when I asked you what is me vote going to do, you told me a whole bunch of stuff that's going over my head. So I'm like, so my thing is, I'm not saying I'm not a pro voter. I'm going to do what the black people want. But I think what needs to happen is when people start doing this, they're going to have to start speaking to all this politics talk and all that kind of stuff. That they're gonna have to find out a way to break it down and put it in layman's terms. When I have one of the things, and just on the entrepreneur side of things, they tell us when we do write posts and stuff like this on Instagram, or we write blog posts and stuff like that, they say you need to write it at a 4th grade level. They was like, you cannot write stuff scholarly and stuff like that. You have to write stuff at a 4th grade level. Somebody in the 4th grade, if they read it, they could understand what you're saying. And it's shade to that, but it's the truth.
But you don't understand. But, okay, so how much taxes you pay out of your check?
I don't even think I know the percentage. It's like 17%.
That is affected by who you vote for.
But that's still
that over. So I don't. So what's layman's terms?
That needs to be broke down. It doesn't make, because that does not to a person that, again, I'm in the hood. I stay off of Penetration Avenue like my girl Dashiki. And
don't be a business. Give me an example of what, because I don't understand that. What is breakdown?
I don't know what you mean about breaking down. You said, because I just told you. What you said all went over my head. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what's an example would like to hear? What would make sense for someone with
I don't know. If you don't know, how can I tell you how to break it down? If I don't even know, I'm not a politico. I don't know what to break it. But what you just said doesn't make any sense to me.
But I would need to know. I respect that. But what would make sense to someone around the...
Speak to stuff that's going... Maybe if you speak more directly to stuff that's going on in my community.
Like what?
Let's say, like, we don't have any grocery stores in our hood. We don't have nothing. There's nothing for our kids to do. Our schools are falling apart. My kids have to read out of raggedy-ass books with pages that are torn out, got gum stuck in them. They dirty. It's mold-infested. I feel like it might be asbestos in it. My kid be coming home stanking, smelling like water, bleach. I don't know what's going on. Like, all these are things that I think that you could speak to from a place that if I'm, like, in the hood, or I'm in a place where I'm, disenfranchised, then speak to it. Maybe that'll be a better breakdown. We could speak to it where it seems like you're speaking to stuff that more affects me. Because the stuff that you just said is like, that to me, and a lot of people do that. And it's like, and I think Amanda Seale's always saying, the marketing has to be better, because people just telling people to go out and vote because, oh yeah, this and this, and the Democrat and put these people in the office. Okay, what are those motherfuckers going to do? What's in it for me?
What you have to look at your local elections. I sit there and listen to, for example, I just moved to Manor. I look into who's on Manor City Council. I like to see what they stand for. They are saying those things. They are going to the neighborhood. Pflugerville, you live in Pflugerville. If you actually go and look at those local people, that's what they're campaigning on. They're campaigning on whether, you know, what your HOA fees might be, or what schools is getting built. Is 290 coming through your neighborhood?
Yeah, like, but those. How you just said it, though, you said it like I was supposed to know that already.
Well, no, I'm just, but no, so that's what I'm saying. You have to look. So I definitely think that one of the biggest opportunities is that we move from this national idea that it's just the executive branch of government. That's the issue. We need to look at it's state, federal and local laws and state and federal and local sovereignty of how things is run, like your mayor, and not just mayor of Austin if you're in Texas, right? But your mayor of Pflugerville, your all, you know what I'm saying, even your city clerk, your city commissioner, your city tax, like, so that information is being withheld purposefully. It's okay. What I'm saying, right?
So that's so why I'm saying they need to have more people come out, but, and or have more people be more present in doing it. Because if I'm what if I am who I just said I was, yeah, you could tell me to do that. But if I have an eighth grade education, I don't even know what I'm reading. So, but, like, have somebody come and speak. What's in it?
What well, these the celebrities politicians need to do that. The people that's saying this, like, I agree. I told you not to cut you off, but no. I agree with that. That needs to be, if we're talking about educated black folks, it's because I go, like, I was just at the Butterfly Bar a couple of months ago. Those people who's electing, they sit, they're at the club, they're at the little events, they're, like, trying to get your votes. And again, their politician is, first of all, it's politics, so it's a system. It's not plain Jane, but the information is being withheld for a reason. Okay. So what you're saying is completely right. That's a part of, that should be a part of the plan, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because what the celebrities is doing to counter the issues that we have in the election, which everything you said is right, is I don't vote. I need to hear what I'm going to get out of. Well, they're running for election, and I'm not talking about the presidency. That's what I think a lot of people is focusing on, the presidency, which they should be. You know, it's entertainment. It's America politics, right? Yeah. It's what moves the needle. But it needs to be, I'd rather have Ice Cube to say, oh, I'm in L.A., I'm putting the LA County District Attorney that's running for re-election, I'm putting her on my Instagram page. That is how you get that information. That's how you know what's going on. So when we talk about we harassing Kamala for what she did back in the day, well, who is the current DA of the LA County?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what is their record? And are they up for re-election? If they're not up for re-election, when is their term over? You know what I'm saying? And who votes for them? And I think you're on to something. We're on to something. But we're doing exactly what they're doing. Now we're just giving a counter, don't vote, because they're not giving enough information.
Well, but, no, I agree with you when you say go get the information. But I think one of the biggest – Maybe, it's too late to be talking like this, but all these people, if I'm that person, I said I am, I have an 8th grade education, I work at Family Dollar, I'm making $10 an hour, and you're saying what you're saying.
$10 an hour. That, who you vote, who is your governor?
But who?
But I'm saying who's running for governor determines whether you make $10 or $15.
But I don't know who that is.
But they're there.
I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I'm just speaking from a person who's like, I don't know. It needs to be, I agree with you, celebrities or even politicians, they do need to get people in these neighborhoods and maybe get to where, or maybe even social media, where everybody is, and start speaking to them and breaking stuff down. You have to speak to stuff, pretty much what they tell us in entrepreneur stuff, what's in it for me? You have to speak to me and tell me what's in it for me. You could tell me all that stuff, but what does any of that have to do with me, with my problems? I live in the hood. I'm broke. I don't have no money. I'm not getting paid that much money. My house is raggedy as fuck. They trying to gentrify my neighborhood. They trying to get me to move out for $50,000. Like, my thing is, these are all things, are issues and problems that I'm having. So, and a lot of people can probably say the same thing. So, you know, and I told you the other day, they said black wealth is going to be at zero on average in 2053 or whatever. So, I mean, that's the type of stuff I think they just, I know you say break down how, but I think I think I just gave a perfect example. If you speak to that stuff, I think people could understand it.
Well, I think the local people who run for election do speak to that.
They need to do better in being communicating with the, I know they do. I know they do stuff, but they got to find out a new way of getting to people in a better way, because I mean, they don't, a lot of times these people don't, they're not going to go look at government.
But they do that purposefully. That's the point that I'm making. They purposefully do that to disenfranchise communities, because if you don't vote and if you don't know, is it advantage for them?
Well, yeah. That, so there needs to be more people out to counter that, I think. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If it's in people, because they know people. Okay, we know that they're not going to do anything to get the people the information. Okay, we know this. So who could we get that, like you said, okay, let's use the celebrities. Right. But educate the celebrities and give them all the information. Because, I mean, you can't be having, like, that summit with T.I. and all them. I think that was a whole bunch of, I mean, it was some, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I heard sound bites. And some of the stuff sounded okay, but I feel like it was just bull swanky.
Bull swanky. That's what I'm saying, because that's what I feel like was going on.
Yeah.
That we are in a really good point. We're at a good point. We are, like, demanding answers. Yeah. That is not a bad thing.
No.
That is not a bad thing. We are in a very bad position. Mm-hmm. We're in a bad position. But it can get worse depending on who stays in office or who comes to office. Either it could get worse. So, and you're right. Like, that's, and we talked about this before when I was saying about celebrities, yeah. That you're not giving, you now you're becoming a black black celebrity politician, yeah. Anti the system, but you're not, the system exists. The system exists. The only way that these things change, I don't care. We can march all day long. The march has to lead to legislation. We're in a democracy. So if the end of the day, if we boycott and we march and we protest, which I am pro, you know, I'm pro protest. I will get into protest in a minute. But it has to, if we really look at like these questions and these things that we're demanding, have to equate to us having a plan to put people in positions to override what we're currently working. We are bonded. We are locked down by the system that we were all birthed in. We are all Americans at the end of the day. So it has to change, but it can't change. I just don't, the no voting thing, I would be here for, you know, I'm like, okay, so back to you. Okay, so I'm a person. Okay, so I'm educated. You know, I have a degree. I like politics. I'm not no political, I would say, to a certain degree. I mean, I guess I am. I serve in different many political positions as city commissioners and on boards that directly affect what happens. I vote on what happens to people in Austin on an everyday vote. Basis. I actually can help move legislation in the city of Austin, right? But, so I'm on my side. So then I hear Ice Cube, and I'm just using an example, and I'm not against it. Be careful about who you're voting for. What they need to say, what does that mean? So, okay, so I need to hear something. So I'm not hearing nothing. So what? So I don't vote. So what? So if I don't vote in November, what's the plan?
Well, he didn't say don't vote. He just said if somebody comes to you and says to you, vote, and they just tell you just to vote, just to be voting, he said, you ask that person, if I vote, what are you getting out of the vote? And you did just explain it, but then I'm countering you like, okay, if I'm a person, like, I'm kind of going back, I'm still throwing it back, I'm sorry, but it's like, okay, well, I get that, but what does that have to do with me?
But at the end of the day, if you, so, and I agree with that, and if you don't vote, then you're still in the same position because the other person whoever wins is still in control of all of that. And they still might not, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing is the no vote don't give you that information, don't help us. Because if I don't vote, somebody is going to be in that position. And they're still going to, you're still not going to have the information, but you're still going to be affected by your, how much you get paid per hour, what your school.
But based off of who? You're telling me to vote for Biden. What is he doing about that?
I'm not necessarily, so I'm not endorsing anybody.
Okay. So I want to be clear about that. That's a problem.
On our podcast.
Well, no, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying just in general, that's a problem. Because I saw a Candy page the other day. She said, vote blue. You can't just be out here telling people to vote for something. And people now they're like, okay, you have these black media people like, demand, you need something. You need to be active for something. And they're like, okay, well, now I'm talking to you. You're political. You're educated. Like, okay. So.
Okay. Well, vote red. Then what?
I don't want to vote for nobody. I'm going to write my person in.
But that don't count.
Yeah, but it won't count. I don't think it counts if I vote for either one, because they're not going to do anything for me in my disenfranchised position.
They might. And it's not just the presidency. Again, it's not when we talk about, like, and I agree with you, it's not enough education around local elections.
Yeah, no.
And so regardless of, my thing is, voting red means that you're voting for a party that is led by Trump. That is enough for me.
Oh,
now, some people might like that.
No, some people do like that.
Right.
Actually, it's a story. But, okay, I can paraphrase it, though. Okay, because we do have black people who are going to vote for Trump just because they're part of the church. If one of my Instagram girlfriends, somebody went off on her, and they was like, well, if you vote for Biden, he's pro-LGBT and he's pro-abortion and all this kind of stuff, and that's demonic. So Trump, he's against all the LGBT agenda, and he's not with abortion. So I'm going to vote for Trump because that would be pretty much the godly thing for me to do. There's black people out here that's like,
yeah,
that too.
I mean, yeah, you know, Reagan was in office, and he was the most evangelical girl. We getting back to that same old Trump. We getting America back to our foundation. You know, this is God bless America. And so I just, you know, we're in a weird position. And I say vote. Now, do your education. It's not your job. Like, the election, they do campaign. But it could be people that don't campaign that's on the ballot.
That's a problem.
That you might. But is it a problem? They're there. So the reason why they're there is they ran. It's not mandated that someone, it's not their job to campaign. They only campaign so they can get your vote. But if they have did the right things to get on the ballot, it is your job to vote for
that
the person.
That doesn't work, though. That does not work for people. It doesn't, because I think for somebody like you, yeah, but there's a lot of people out there that ain't like you. They don't care about that. You gonna tell me, if you want me to vote, then tell me what's in it for me.
Well, again, what I said before, they are banking on you not to care about that.
Well,
you,
then they have to do better with that.
But they don't have to, because at the end of the day, if
they're not gonna vote.
But for what I'm saying is, for a lot of politicians, they're banking on you not to vote, because they will win without you voting. That's the point.
Well, it has to be somebody that has to count. Not political. Then somebody has to step up. Then that's something that's going to be a discussion, whether whoever getting president for the next 4 years. Because some people are going to go, whoever gets in office, there's going to be people, I don't care, local or presidential. Their situation hasn't changed with Barack. Their situation didn't change with Trump, and their situation probably is not going to change with Biden, and they might have all voted for each election. So I don't, for people like that who is in these positions, and people like, just go vote, go vote, go vote, and they, my life has not changed.
You're an American citizen, and unfortunately we live at, right now we're in a democracy that does not work for us. But the whole point of it is that I'm really more focused on the legislation part of it, the actual Congress, the actual laws that get passed every day, every session. When I go to Austin and they in the Capitol building voting and hitting that thing and say, I, that determines your everyday. Just because I totally agree, right? It's a lot of the times, no matter what they're doing, is they're not doing it for black people. Because guess what? Black people are not in there. Black people are not running for office at the numbers that we need them to be. And then the black people are not voting for those black people to be in office. So what do we it's almost like if we're not playing the game. And again, the reason why we're not playing the game, because the system has been against us. So it makes sense to me. I totally agree with the idea that we cannot trust our government. We are only here based on amendments. So let's be clear about that. The whole system was not designed for black folks to vote, period. for us to be slaves, period. So let's be clear. So for us to be thinking, right, oh, like, until we, but that's what I'm down for, the revolution. That's what I'm down for, more radical approaches to stuff. Because we keep playing a good old boy game, we're here. But what I would like to see as we move forward, whether you vote or not, which I'm saying you need to vote, because again, not voting doesn't change anything either, because of the system that we have. Unfortunately, it's a voting elected electoral. Because you can, as we just seen 4 years ago, you can vote for president and still lose the presidency. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. She had the most votes. She did not have the electoral votes, and she lost, which is some bullshit. The electoral college should be abolished. It is set up to manipulate the system when needed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why, you know, so it's a lot of stuff that needs, that is just in place to keep us down. But I would just like to see a plan, and I'm not saying that it's all with me, and I'm not saying that, yeah, I want to be clear, if someone is exercise, even if you're not voting for presidency, you need to be at least voting for the local elections that affect your everyday life. They do affect you. Whether you pay attention or not, whether you have the knowledge or not, it's designed that way. So we need to educate ourselves. I was just saying before this, like I said, I want to be more prepared about who's actually, because it does. I see it. I see it. What the things that we can do in Austin, I literally see them making those decisions every session and every time city councils get together and they make a vote, or every time I'm in a commissioner meeting and we draft up a letter to the city council, you know, whether you can call, whether you can use your pronouns in a police department, or whether you could use your pronouns in a Zoom call and you on an official city meeting, right? Like every detail is voted on by people that was either elected or appointed to office. Like literally everything. And I think once we start thinking about it like that, now that we're in this place that we're demanding answers, but why are we demanding answers instead of demanding the people that we believe that can do the things that we need done? We need to move forward. We need to start grooming people to run for these offices. We need to start coming up with agendas, things that actually needs to change. We need the power, and stop looking for other people. They're not giving us the information on purpose. They want us not to vote.
I agree with that to a certain degree. I just do feel like there needs to be somebody that, and I know I'm saying somebody like somebody else, but I'm saying I'm not a political person that's educated on that kind of stuff like that. I got to go get the information my damn self, just like all the other people I'm the counteracting from.
We shouldn't be political. We shouldn't, that's information that we should know. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you can have a 10th grade education and know why, like you think about the Quakers or the people, the original people that came to America, that is, these were not smart. These were people saying this is what it is. These are not, these, the political system is not really, the complication come with the game that you have to play, not actually on what is happening.
Well, I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, I'm speaking for people that I feel like, I think I'm speaking for the people in the hood. I just think that's what I'm speaking for, because I think that coming from the hood and just knowing that that's not stuff that we talked about, they just there and they just feel like that's what life is going to be. And I know that has to change. I know we're saying that we have to, but let's just keep it a buck. They're not. And I know you're saying that's what they bank on.
We need to be walking up our blocks saying who you vote for, homie. Did you know who the
well, but who is that?
But that's what I'm saying. That's our job. We can't look for a system that has denied us that to be acting like all of a sudden they're going to get it right. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like
I'm not saying the system. That's what I've been saying. I said somebody needs to do it, and maybe it's a celebrity that's educated on it, or not even a celebrity. I listen to all these people on YouTube all the time, and more people are starting to follow them, but even though some people might say they shouldn't because they're saying, you know, you need to be demanding something if you're going to vote, like Ice Cube, because Ice Cube is actually following some of the people I do. So he being, you know, so anywho, I don't, my thing is, I say, you know, if you vote, just make sure you're educating yourself on who you're voting for. You're not just going to just vote for just nothing. If you, you know, we do have the internet. It's even on your phone. Just go and look to see what, and see if you get a general understanding of it. I know reading that stuff sometimes is a much, because I looked, the Biden stuff was too much for me. I'm like, oh, what is this? It was kind of in layman's terms. I understood it. You could understand it. It was just a lot to read. But I think, you know, if somebody just tell you to go vote, you know, I would, not to say be like Ice Cube and say, ask them what they voting for, but some people are just telling people just to go vote. We have to vote for something, like, and I understand we're voting to, because, I mean, Biden got some bullshit.
Getting Trump out of office not enough for us?
Not, well, Biden ain't talking about nothing much better.
But I'm not talking about Biden, so I totally agree. But my question is getting Trump out of office.
I think for me, yes, it is. Just to get him off his high horse. Like, get that motherfucker off his high horse. Get the fuck out. Like, I Terry told Cousin Fave, get the fuck out.
Right. Bitch, take your ass back to when you and Ivanka and y'all raggedy asses and go back to the Trump Towers or whatever and get the fuck get out of my business.
Okay.
Stop making decisions for me. Stop talking your shit. I do love for black people. Oh, it just grinds my gears. Yeah. He's the biggest bigot we've ever seen. And he's inciting a race war. We will be in, I guarantee you.
We already in a race war.
If Trump gets, in my opinion, if Trump is reelected, we need to embrace ourselves for a civil war.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Period.
People are going to act out. If he gets in, they're going to act out.
I'm going to act out.
Yeah,
so
it's not going to be pretty if he gets in office again, which is that. Now, that would be a reason to try to say that don't need to happen, because we don't want our people out in these streets getting slaughtered by these race soldiers.
Oh, because they're ready. Because like you said, we just read the report that the biggest threat to America is the white supremacists. Yeah. They are getting ready.
And all these, quote-unquote, organizations like the Boogaloo Boys and all these type of people, they are working with the police, and police are giving them like rights to pretty much slaughter us, like that little boy Kyle who was shot two people and killed them. So I mean, so for this, but yes, I agree with you. Yeah, let's just get his ass out. But I think I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna end it. If that's what we're doing, then that means if that's part of the plan, the bigger picture of a plan, then yes, we're going to vote to get Trump out of office, and then we're going to do A, and then we're going to do B, and then we're going to do C, and we're going to do D, and we're going to do E. That's what needs to happen. Like, okay, this is just what we got. And I think that's how we're going to have to get together to organize, we have the power, of the internet to do these type of things. We don't have to necessarily get no big ass hall and have these conversations. If we could just, because white people are, no shade to anybody who's listening who is of Caucasian, but you know, I just feel like there is a code that is within the Caucasian community that is unspoken, like you just said, that white supremacy is the biggest danger for homeland security. That's because there's things, like you said, there's things and plans that they have that we don't even know about, that they just gonna, you know, throw on our asses, and then, you know, what do we have? We're just sitting here like, oh, well, what we gonna do?
All right, like, I'm not gonna vote. Okay, listen, child.
Let's vote. And get Trump out, and then let's figure out, I think that's, and maybe that's what Ice Cube, with his Black American contract and all that kind of stuff, maybe that's what he's going to have to flip it. Like, okay, that might not work for this election, but we can have all these things are things that we need to work on. But we're going to work on his, because it's a whole thing. If you go to his website, he has a whole plan of all the stuff that he wants done. Mm-hmm. If you stand behind that, then okay, yeah, so everybody, we're going to make it cool to, and not doing it how they do it, like just having Kamala show up at the Versus with Brandi and Monica. That's just not enough.
We know Kamala's a politician.
Yeah.
We know that she's just playing the game.
Yeah, no.
We got to need the grassroots.
Yes.
People on the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
That is doing the work. Like, the elections start the day that the person is elected.
Yeah.
The day that a person is elected, the next election cycle is already starting. That's what we need to be doing.
Well, that's on, right. So,
that plan you said he got needs to be going
for the next
November
one.
15th or what, November 4th.
Yeah.
It needs to be, okay, so we got Biden. Yippee dippy doo.
Yeah.
Survive Trump, we can survive Biden.
But now focus on all these things. We have to focus, right? As a group,
we can't be waiting to the finish line to be saying this is what we want.
No,
I just don't understand. And we talked about that. Yeah. Like, where were y'all at the last 4 years?
A lot of them just, but. Think about 2020, though.
2020 opened the eye. That was 2020 woke us up.
Yeah.
It woke us up. So we at a good place, and we need to stay active, and we need to demand. I'm not saying that we need to demand all the way to November 3rd. We need to keep Biden on his toes. We need to keep Kamala on their toes. We're not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying just vote for them just because.
Okay.
I'm saying do that work. Know that we're voting Trump out.
I'm with that.
If that is the goal.
Yeah.
And if you're not satisfied with Biden, then we know that we need to get Biden out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's a 4-year cycle.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, one of them will be the president.
Well,
period.
Right. Well, I just think that's what the devised plan. We need that. I think what I just said would make a sense to a lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we know. We know, mm-hmm. But we got to get Trump out. We just got to get that out first.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna take Biden, but look at all these things that we. This is what we want as a black people,
mm-hmm.
And this is this. You have somebody who can like this. This is a lot of gibberish. This pretty much means that we about to close that motherfucking wealth gap. So you ain't only making $10 at Family Dollar.
Okay,
we're gonna get you at a wage that you can afford to stay in your home, even if they come and gentrify it.
Okay.
That type of stuff. Like
right.
I think if. People be like, oh, okay, so we're not talking about no $15. We know you can't live off $15 an hour. Who the fuck can live off that? Like,
mm-hmm.
People can understand. They're like, hell yeah, I can't live off that shit. You know, but just saying, vote for Biden because we got to get the political and did it in the legislation. I'm broke. Like, what are we going to do about that? I can't take care of my kids. What are we going to do about that?
I think go local.
Well, that's
we need to change. We need to change the way we look
at voting.
At voting and election.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even vote in the primaries. People don't even vote in local elections.
No, they don't.
That is way more important.
It is more, but and a lot of the pro-black people does say do vote local. But I think that what they saying, but again, it's just like it's over your head. It's like, okay, well. If I go, I'm just busting up there. I'm just going to, you know, go down to doctor, Democrat. You know what I'm saying? And that might not even be, maybe it's not beneficial to you. Maybe, no shade, I'm not trying to tell you, but maybe a Republican out of the Democrat might have something a little bit better for what works for you.
And get over this bipartisan thing. I'm over the two-party system, period.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so over it because it leaves room for one or the other.
Yeah.
And so we don't have the options. So I agree with you. Vote Trump out. Let's come up with go local. See, let's start getting black and queer people in position. We are in a democracy and we have a election system. It is in place. The only way it can change if you get people elected officials to make those changes. And it happens very local. It happens very, like, especially if you in like these small cities and stuff, you could determine all types of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Maynard just got the first black mayor. You know what I'm saying?
But some of these, we do got to get on that too, because some of these black, like that one black, I think it was a black lady that I don't forget where it was. and she was shopping on Amazon at the community meeting while the people was there, and she was on her Amazon page shopping while they was telling them what the fuck their issues was, and these people be pissed, and dude went off on her ass like, you up there shopping, and I'm like, so like, we definitely need to get in on that, because we can't have no coons in office either.
Okay, you gotta make sure, because the color don't mean they could play the game, because they know only a few, they gonna let only a few in anyway. I mean, we see what happened with Mr. Gilliam, but anyway, So it's a lot, and I think 2020 has opened our eyes. I'm optimistic that we can move forward. I love this black energy around voting. I just don't like the fakeness of it. I feel like some of these celebrities are trying to get their rocks off.
Yeah,
they're not helping us either
at all.
And the information, like you said, the information is there. We got to just start grassroots movement on the internet for the next 4 years.
Yeah, we do.
It has to start November 4th, November 5th, and we need to be ready for 2024.
And we do need to be ready for 2020. And if y'all know anybody who's
2022, that's when a lot of people in Congress are up for reelected and stuff like that. And the census, right? If you're not filling out the census, that you living in these neighborhoods and the black folks on your block ain't filling it out. And we saying black just because we black and we just talking to our people. We're not saying that we the only ones that's not doing the stuff, right? We're not saying that. It ain't just our problem, right? But what I'm saying, if we are the ones that are typically disenfranchised or left out, like the census is important. Again, you know, and it's different for me because I am like a political science major. I am into this world. So I'm like, yeah, pro. And a lot of people are like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about the census. I mean, listen, I get it. Like, what does it really mean, right? And I've told you, I was one of the first ones when the census came to me that when I went after the money, they didn't want to give me no money, but they want me to come and be a part to make sure queer people register for census for free as a volunteer. Now, how about you ask those people that you paying millions of dollars to do that work that don't look like me, but you want me to fill something out and tell my people to fill it out? Nope, doesn't work like that. But so trust me, so the census, the election, register to vote. I'm going to say vote, period. But educate yourselves. Don't depend on them to educate you on what's going on, because it is designed for you not to know.
Well, and if you don't know, and I'm going to say, because I'm still advocating for the people who, like, I don't know, there are people actually online that you can follow on the YouTubes, on Twitters and stuff like that, where they do speak it to a way, and they do advocate for the people that are in the inner city who are, you know, they ride for the people that's in the hoods and stuff like that, who really are really at the bottom, like, who are getting this shittiest end of the stick. Trust me, but all black people is getting the shittiest end of the stick. And one more thing I got to say, I'm really, really done. And we do organize and we do all these things and stuff like that. And I said this before, but I mean, this whole, like I told you about that one bitch who sent my Instagram girlfriend a message about the gay people. Listen, we are black. Girl, get over that. Okay. Who we sleeping with does not matter. If we are fighting and trying to have things be overall better for black people, I understand some of y'all be like, it's the LGBT agenda and stuff like that. And trust me, I don't even agree with all that shit, because they trying to add a P to the LGBT. And trust me, if they do that, I'm not claiming LGBT. Okay, but
what's the P?
Pedophile. But
who's trying to do that?
I
think the queer people are anti-queer people.
Not the anti-queer people. I told you about this, where they saying that they're trying to make it a pedophilia being a choice.
Well, I thought that was people that was trying to correlate queerness with pedophilia.
I saw a Facebook ad about it. It was.
Oh. Remember those Facebook ads?
Yeah, right.
Fake news. They said.
Well, I don't know about that though, because it was a TED talk about it too.
But who? Okay, we'll talk about it offline.
Yeah,
I would like to know. I'm like, that sounds like that's an attack against queer people.
No, because they just passed that law where they're saying now that they're going to lessen the sentence in California for people who have sex with underage people, kids. They're going to lessen the sentence for them, and they say they might make the person that they was with, they might make them a sex offender too. But I feel like they're slowly trying to edge, because, you know, they're trying to make it okay that, you know, the Jeff Epsteins and the Orange 45s, you know, they're like getting down with the kiddies. You know, they're trying to slowly, I feel like they're slowly trying
but
to make
I it don't out. Even understand how that's even correlating to queerness. I just don't even understand that.
Well, I think I don't.
Because the data would probably show that it's more.
Well, no, they're not trying to say it's a gay thing. They're just trying to say it's something that makes you like, we're different, they're different too. So they're just trying to add a different letter.
Hell no.
That's why, well, listen, because it's a lot of people, and people are starting to wake up to it a little bit, but I think that's definitely something that, you know, if you are gay and you know, keep your eyes open for that, because I feel like that's something they're slowly trying to slip in there, because that whole child pedophilia thing is a thing. And that a lot of people want to keep being able to do. And I feel like, you know, a lot of these people who have the power to make changes for that kind of shit on the low, they're trying to make it happen. But anyway, no. But gays, we're going to be a part of the movement. Us black gays are going to be a part of the movement. Get over that shit about what we doing on that kind of shit and all this agenda and all that bullshit.
We've always been a part of the movement.
Well, no.
Let's be clear.
Well, no, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying it where they don't want us to be, though, because we're gay. They're like, oh, well, you're gay, though. No, we're gay, but we're black. And we have the same issues as any other body else who's black, okay? I mean, just overall, like, you know, they think a lot of us, we try to go to be on the Anglo side and start sleeping with them to get advantage. And some people do that. But for the people that's down, just I think that people need to get over that shit. Just get over it. But that's it.
All right. Well, Edmonton, well, we don't even have, well, just, again, go look up. I'm not going to give y'all no campaign. I'm not going to give y'all no website. Go
I wish
look
I had
up.
One that where I had so you could make it maybe stuff was maybe broken go, down a little bit differently, but I don't go, I can't find one.
Go to your local county. Everybody's local county should have election information and start doing your homework. Don't get caught up with all this. Do your own homework if you feel like you need more information, for sure. But anyway, yeah, so I'm Mr. Telltales, and that's Edmondson. Edmondson, how can we get in contact with you?
You can find me at Essence of Style on Instagram or my blog or on Facebook.
All right. And I'm MrTelltales.com, MrTelltales on Instagram, Facebook, Tyreek Daniels on Facebook as well. Yeah, y'all be safe because, you know, it's still a pandemic. So that we didn't even get on that, the whole conversation around different things that's happening to make sure nobody votes. But that's a whole nother conversation. Maybe we'll have another conversation closer to the election.
Yeah, I guess we will need to.
Uh-huh. So I'm out. Everything out. Peace. Love.
Love mine. I'm so colossal. Ain't no rolly on my wrist. I just rock a fossil. Carry the torch. I'ma hold it down.